nobody mad but the devil this morning. Come on, I said, ain't nobody mad but the devil this morning. If God said it, I believe it, that settles it. Who's going with me on this? I'm telling you, everything the devil tried to put on you today, you can just shake it off in a service like this and know God is moving in and out every row, up and down every aisle, at every single campus, at your home. I want somebody to give him praise like he deserves it. I want you to remember what he did for you in the past, how he delivered you and set you free, how you wouldn't be here today if it had not been for Jesus. I want you to lift up a strong voice and say, by the Holy Ghost. You know, I normally don't come up. There's a hosting moment. Everything kind of scripted out in a way, because we do everything decently in order. But I just felt the Lord speak to me yesterday. And he said, interrupt worship at every service. Just go up and interrupt it and just remind people what they're doing. You're not singing a song. You're not in a worship service. You're in an emergency room for your life where God is about to birth something in you. When you came into this room today, you came in with something on the inside of you. I hear this right now. But when you leave like a woman with a child, you're going to walk out with the thing that God promised you. If you'll just say, I believe it, God, I receive it. Now listen, sometimes the greatest fight to faith is the fight, come here, you fight to keep from fighting. And sometimes, you know, you can't go through every scenario in your mind. A little over a year ago, her and her husband, as I understand it, were on a, you know, vacation, and she left with her husband, and when she came back, she didn't have him because he was, you know, something happened in an accident. And it was one of the toughest times. I can't even go there in my head. I don't even know what she's going through. But let me tell you what she did for me. When I would come here to West Palm and I would see her in the midst of adversity, in the midst of trial, and she'd just get up and start singing, if you said it, I believe it, and you're good, and I trust you. This is what people do when they go through hard times. Somebody in our city ought to shout amen. I don't know what you're going through, but I know by God where you're going to. And if you'll just set your face like flint and say, you know what? I'm going to get that house. I'm going to get that marriage. I'm going to get this deliverance. I'm going to get that freedom, because guess what? If you said it, I believe it. What a beautiful voice. You sing it to him. You've been through something.
You said, I believe.
Oh, try.
If you said, it is done.
She's been through something.
If you said,
anybody else ever been through something?
Oh, I believe. If you said, it is done.
Campus. God, come on, Ferguson, I can hear you.
From the impossible, we'll see a miracle.
God, we believe.
God, we believe.
God, we believe for it.
God, we believe.
One more time.
Move the unbreakable.
Come on.
Move the unbreakable. God, we believe.
It's loud.
God, we believe for it. From the impossible,
we'll see a miracle.
God, we believe. God, we believe for it.
Come on, somebody ought to give God a great big hand of praise. Oh, clap your hands, all you people. Shout! game, like they do in a Cardinals game, like they do in a Blues game, like they do in a Marlins game. Somebody ought to radically praise the Lord. Oh, I feel like having church today. Anybody else ready to have some church? Anybody ever been through some stuff? Raise your hands. Been through some stuff. You know, I think we ought to sing, you know, this is how I fight my battles. Come here. And some of y'all fighting a battle. And as I said, at every campus, some of the worst times in your life are just right around the corner to the best times. I remember at the campuses that you're sitting at today when me and Nicole found out that my dad was getting ready to go on to be with the Lord, and we were sitting there with this little church of 180 people at 1416 Larkin Williams Road, and it was just the same our whole life. My whole life. Now, I know how old the church is because today they're at sunset. If you're at that campus, you see my daughter. I didn't give birth to her, Nicole did. And she's my daughter when she's good. She's her daughter when she's bad. She's hardly ever bad. So she's my daughter a lot. And I remember going through the trials, and dad just left. My mom kind of was already, they were already having troubles, and she was married immediately, and her and that guy tried to destroy the church and said they owned it. And at the same time, God was moving, talking to somebody today. At the same time that God was moving in my ministry and in my life, the devil was just like circling. The church started growing, and it went from 180 people that it had been my whole life, and it grew to like 1,000 people like overnight. And I remember one Sunday they said, your mom's on the parking lot sitting in the back of the truck with her new husband talking to all the new people about why they shouldn't go to your church. And I'm a compromiser, and I'm this, and the whole list goes on. And I remember looking out the curtain, and my heart was hurt. I thought, oh my gosh, I need to go fix this. And instead, I chose to just close the curtain. And I walked from that to the little stage, preached probably 4, 5, 6 times that day. And I've got a million and one stories just like that. And if you're not careful, what you do is you try to tell your side of the story. I'm talking to somebody today. You try to go in and fight your own battles, and you're going to do the blog, or you're going to fight back. And sometimes the best thing you can do is look what the devil's trying to do and close the curtain and say, oh, this is how I fight my battles. Shout it.
This is how I fight my battles. This is how I fight my battles. This is how.
Come on, sing it.
This is how I fight my battles. This is how I fight my battles. This is how I fight my battles. This is how.
Say this is how.
This is how I fight my battles. This is how I fight my battles.
Tell the devil.
This is how I fight my battles. This is how.
It may look like. Come on, Trent.
Come on, sing it out. Say.
It may look like I'm surrounded, but I'm surrounded by you.
Shout it, church.
It may look like I'm surrounded, but I'm surrounded by you.
It may look like
I'm surrounded, but I'm surrounded by you.
One more time, it may look like.
It may look like I'm surrounded, but I'm surrounded by you.
This is how I fight my.
Just the church. Sing it, congregation. That's it. You sound good. Every campus. It may look like. Oh.
It may look like I'm surrounded, but I'm surrounded by you.
Oh.
It may look like I'm surrounded. But I'm surrounded by you.
It may look like
I'm surrounded, but I'm surrounded by you.
It may look like
I'm surrounded, but I'm surrounded.
Okay, here's
by
what
you.
We're gonna do right now. I want everybody to grab the person's hand next to you at Ferguson, at Royal Palm, at Weldon. Go through the aisles at Sunset. Maybe if their hand's sweaty, don't worry about it. You know, you can wipe it off in a minute. Some of you have been praying that God would let you hold the person's hand. You're like, this is my day. Oh, yeah, it's my day. Hey, I want the singers a little closer to me. I don't like being alone up here. There's something that's happening right now, this Sunday morning, right now. We're singing on our app, Faith TV, all around the world right now in a congregational song. Broadcasting from Florida, there's fire. I can feel fire of the Holy Ghost just coming up out of this room right now. I feel it. And I feel it translating through every form of media in every building. I don't have to be there. The omnipresent one is there. And then when we're all joining hands right now, it's like when I hooked my iPhone up last night. I hooked it up to electricity, and it just clicked on and said, I'm charging. I was at 1%, I'm at 2%, I'm at 5%. Come on, somebody. And when we hook, arm and arm, come here, girls, come here. Listen, the devil's got to know this about Faith Church. If you fight one of us, you got to fight the whole trailer park. Guess what? Oh!
This is how I fight my battles. This is how I fight my battles.
So come on, with hands joined.
I fight my battles.
We're fighting together.
This is how.
This is the power.
Say, this is how I fight my battles.
This is how I fight my battles.
This is how I fight my battles.
This is how.
This is how.
It may look like. Yes.
It may look like I'm surrounded, but I'm surrounded by you.
I feel like the loan's going through. I feel like the job's about to pop. I feel like the cancer's about to move. I feel like the sun is about to come back home. I feel the Holy Ghost. Oh. All you can do in a service like this is make a face like something smells bad. Just. Look at your neighbor and said, ain't nobody mad but the devil. Ain't nobody mad but the devil. I believe we got the devil right where we want him. He's under my feet. Under my feet. Under my feet.
Under my feet.
Well, I went to the enemy's camp. And I
took back what he stole from me.
I said I
took back what he stole from me.
What'd you do, Trey?
I took back what he stole from me.
Yeah, I went to the enemy's camp.
And I took back
what he stole from me. He's under my feet, shout
it, Trey. He's under my feet, he's under my feet. Satan is under my feet.
Yeah, I went to the enemy's camp.
He's under my feet. He's under my feet. He's under my feet.
Yes, yeah,
Satan is under my feet.
Come on, clap it. Sing it again.
Well, I went to the end.
You gotta grab it. Took back.
And I took back what he stole from me.
Should I?
Took back what he stole from me.
Yeah.
Took back what he stole from me.
Yeah. I went to the enemy's camp.
under my feet.
He's under.
He's under my feet.
Where's cancer at?
He's under my
Where's
feet.
Debt at?
He's under my
Where's fear
feet.
At?
He's under
Where's
my
foreclosure
feet.
At?
He's under my feet.
Hey.
He's under my feet. He's under my feet. He's under my feet. He's under my feet.
I can feel it. I can feel Ferguson. I feel like I'm in every cancer.
He's under my feet.
I said
he's under my feet. He's under my feet. Yeah, he's under my feet. He's under my feet. Satan is under my feet. Hey,
somebody ought to give God some praise. Somebody ought to shout. Somebody ought to go. Somebody ought to just go. I'm just playing. I'm playing. I'm playing. I'm playing. I'm playing. Somebody ought to shout. Hey. Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. I just forgot. I forgot. Okay, I forgot. If you're brand new here and you just walked into that big, beautiful $37 million campus at Sunset Hills and you're... Who's the white guy on the stage? And it's not what I thought. And where is he at? I'm technically in Florida, but I actually feel like I'm in the kingdom right now. And I feel like we got the... I feel like this is revival. Somebody ought to shout it. Yeah! I tell you, you ought to just clap your hands and praise. Something's happening. Something's breaking. I said something's moving. Something's breaking. Come on, about 30 seconds. I'll give you 30 seconds to do what you want to do. Some of y'all ought to run. Somebody ought to shout. Somebody ought to get excited about what God's doing. Anybody else feeling the vibes I'm feeling? Come on, somebody. Anybody else picking up what I'm feeling coming down? There's an old song, kids. Not everybody's gonna know this song, but some people's gonna know it. Well, I lost all organ. Give me G. It's a, there is power, power, wonder-working power. In the blood, come on, church. There is power, power, wonder working power in the precious blood of the Lamb. Sing it again. There is power, so much power, oh, wonder working power in the blood. Sing it. There is power, Holy Ghost power, oh, wonder working power in the precious blood of the Lamb.
There is power, power, wonder working power in the blood.
Yes, a wonder-working power in the precious blood. You know the blood. Just thinking about the blood of Jesus, you know, and how, if you think about this spotless, precious blood, every year they would have to come in ceremonially and make remission, and every week remission for the sins, but you could never totally get away from it until Jesus came, the spotless Lamb. The glorious Lamb. Here's the cool part, kids. His blood was such a mega, massive overpayment for what you did that there's no comparison. Yesterday, I was walking along the ocean, and people ask me all the time, which church do you like better? You like Florida or St. Louis? And it's just unfair because I really do love them both. Now, today, I was 24 in St. Louis, and so... I tend to go with the scripture where the Bible said, I would you hot or cold. If you're lukewarm, I like it hot or cold. But I love both cities, and I'll be there today, this afternoon. I'll fly in. It says, walking along the ocean, and the Lord showed me this in like a little vision. He showed me like a red Solo cup. In fact, that's been some of y'all's problem, you know. And he said, tell my people that their sin is the equivalent of the red Solo cup in comparison to that big ocean. And I wish you could have saw what I saw. It was massive. And if I were to take that red Solo cup and I were to pour it in the ocean, it would have made no, never mind. It wouldn't have noticed. It wouldn't have even been a difference. And some of you, even this weekend, you almost didn't come to church. In fact, some people, they didn't come to church. They were at the St. Paddy's Day parade, or they were at a concert, and they were doing everything but what God told them to do. Because in the last days, and we're in it, raise your hand if you believe you're in it. Come on, wave your hand, look at your neighbor. So you better get your hand up because you in it, baby. You in it. And in Matthew, I was just reading it today, and it's talking about the rapture of Jesus. It says, no man knows the hour or the day. So if somebody ever tells you, 21 reasons why Jesus is coming back in 21, it's a lie. No man knows the hour or the day, but said we would know the season. And there'd be fires over here and floods over here and men lying with men and women lying with men. And there's a whole deal. It's all in there. And he said that two men were in a field, and one was taken and one was not. In other words, Trey is right here, and hate to do this to you, Trey, but I'm going to go up. And Trey look around, say, where'd he go? Truth be known, it'd be the other way. It said that the next verse goes on and said that a husband and a wife were in bed, and they're not unequally yoked. They were married. And one looked over, and when she looked, her husband was gone. That's the rapture. There's a rapture, the second coming of the church. And here's the interesting part. If one went up and one stayed, if two were in the bed and only one stayed, what's the percentage of that? 50. All through the Bible, it talks about only 50% of Christians making it in the rapture. You'll make it to heaven. I know it seems sobering right now, but it's important that you understand this. I don't think God put all this stuff in me to not let you know that there needs to be a reverential fear of God and the things of God and the power of God, like our grandma used to have. My grandma said, I don't know when he's coming. I don't know when he's coming, but it's probably going to be this week. I'm just telling you. Every time I went out to do something stupid, I was like, oh God, I hope he don't come right now while I'm in the back seat of this car. Come on, somebody ought to have, I hope he, am I talking to anybody besides, oh God, please don't let him come. Oh God, no. And I repent, Lord, if there's any sin. I knew this scripture, 1 John 1:9, when I was like 3. We confess our sins, he's faithful and just to forgive us our sins, cleanse from all unrighteousness. God, I pray this prayer and didn't even mean it, just because I needed to calm my soul down to go to bed. But there's a time coming when there will be a second coming of Jesus. He'll come and he'll take 50% of the church. I'm a Christian. I believe in Jesus. Yes. But you stay through what they call a 7-1-2-3-4-5-6-7 year period. You thought COVID was a joke. Being locked in your home was a joke. All that's a joke. The Bible says during that 7-year period, during the Great Tribulation, I know some of you might be new and you're like, is this what we do every week? We don't. But every once in a while, you need to know the truth, because you don't want to wake up and say, nobody told me. I don't want to go to heaven and have your blood on my hands because I left you here. You're like, where PD going? I'm going. I'm going on the first bus. Somebody ought to shout amen. And the way you go on the first bus is you got to stay prayed up. You got to stay filled up. You got to stay obeyed up. Somebody ought to just give God a praise break right now, so some of the new people don't think I'm crazy. I'm not crazy. This is the Bible. You just need to read it. And I think, you say, when are we on with the sermon? We're right in the middle of it. My clock is rolling. It's 46 minutes and 26 seconds into a service. It's supposed to be an hour and 10 minutes. But I like the Asbury thing where we could go at Monday and then get on into Tuesday and then on into Thursday. Come on, Rabino. I said, we're getting revival ready. God's looking for a place to land. You can't just land at 747 anywhere. I said, you can't just land at 747. You got to have enough runway and the people got to be ready. Anybody ready? Come on, Ferguson, all the way in the back. Shout, I'm ready. I believe you are. I believe that's why God showed up here today with his power. I believe there's at least 50% of our church who's not ready. The Bible said when we leave, the prayed up, the shot it up, oh yeah, Jesus, I wouldn't miss church. Little kid, your kid said, I don't want to go to church. You're like, hey, don't you ever say that. You out of your mind? I had a drug problem as I was a little kid. My testimony is I had a drug problem. My daddy drugged me to church on Sunday morning. He drugged me to church on Saturday night. He drugged me to church on Tuesday night. Come on, he drugged me to Wednesday night prayer meeting. Come on, somebody ought to have that's my testimony. And I still was that jacked up with that much church. And we didn't have what we have today. Raise your hand if it's making sense. But you got so consumed with pablum, 30-second sound bites, 1-minute sound bites, and everybody's yanking for your attention. So you're watching Stephen Furtick. He's a great guy. And you're watching Mike Todd. These are all people on my phone. Joel Osteen, all great. These are my buddies. But 1 minute from them will not change your life. You need the totality of a pastor and a small group and community to say it's going to take more than 1 minute to get you rapture ready. And you know that deep in your soul. And if you didn't know it, let me be first to tell you. Come on, so I love you too much to leave you here. The Bible said that when you turn on the sink, he said, when you turn on the sink, blood comes out the sink. When the rapture ready church is gone. You know, even the reason why America is still somewhat intact, although a major dumpster fire it is. What's happening, Pastor David? Are the banks collapsing? Yes, they are. What's God doing? Well, you missed those services. We're not really from here. We're from a kingdom where our Father is the King and money goes away. Come on, but you still know my God shall supply all of my needs according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. Never have I seen the righteous forsaken or a seed out begging for bread. Whatever the new form of currency will be, they're working on something. The world's working on something. How many of y'all smart enough to know they're working on something? Look at your neighbor and say, they're working on something. But we've been working on something. We weren't warned. We weren't not warned about this. There's nothing to be depressed about. You know what's getting ready to be popular? Wild Holy Ghost people. I'm betting on Holy Ghost. I'm betting on a people are tired of. Let me give you 4 reasons why. Let me give you 3 principles that. Please look at my highlighted screen with the yellow highlighted what's important. People want to, oh my God, the Holy Ghost showed up and broke that thing off of me and now I'm delivered. They want to, oh my God, I looked and the tumor is gone. People want God. If you let God in a church, you'll get what we got today. Somebody ought to give him some praise today. I said, if you let God in a church, he'll just wreck it. He'll just wreck it. I want you to do something. I know a lot of you are still standing, and if you're not standing, that's okay. But while you're standing, as an act of your faith, this Sunday morning, I don't even know what today's date is. What is today's date? The 19th? What month is it? It's March 19th. I don't really pay attention. I just know I'm in Florida this week and I'm in St. Louis next week. But on March 19th, you say, today's the day that you ought to just go ahead and by faith, don't do it yet, I'll tell you when to do it. But by faith, you need to either do one of these, like a turnaround, or you can even do it, you know, if you're old, your tennis shoes tied together. I don't care how you turn around, but I want you to turn around in the spirit when I count to 3. Now, I don't want you to do it until I count to 3. Here's the reason why. There was a woman in the Bible with an issue. Anybody ever met a woman with an issue? Don't point at anybody, but you met a woman with an issue. Some people are saying, hey, I met some men with them issues, and you one of them, and you're right. But the woman said, come here, Trey, because you're a boy. Actually, a man. She said, if I could get to Jesus and I could just touch the hem. He's got a hem right here. She said, if I could just, all I got to do is, we don't even know how she tugged, if she just touched. We don't know. But Jesus is walking and there's thousands of people. So you might even be thinking today, you know, man, all these people, could Pastor David be talking to me? I'm here in the back row at Earth City, or I'm at Weldon on the left side, or I'm whatever campus you're at. She said, I'm not worried about them. I'm concerned about him. He came up and she said, if I could touch the hem of his garment, I would be healed. And as soon as she touched him, make a reaction. He said, who touched me? He said, come on, Jesus. His 12 disciples, people everywhere. What do you mean, who touched me? He said, no, somebody touched me with faith. He said, I felt dunamis, where we get the word dynamite. Dunamis flowed out of me. And then suddenly she felt in her body that she was not healed. It says she was made whole. There's a difference between being healed and being whole. Healed is the cancer's gone. Whole is God brought back every minute that you wasted at the doctor, brought back every tear that you ever cried, brought back all the money, somebody ought to shout amen, that you spent on that medication. He said, you're not just healed, you're made whole. So on the count of three right now, if you're ready to be made whole, I want you to turn around. One, you get ready for a miracle. Two, expect God to do the supernatural. Three, ready, go. I'm feeling a song. Feel a song, you hear me? I feel a turnaround coming my way. I feel this by the Holy Ghost. I feel a turnaround coming my way. It may be tonight, it may be today, but I feel like a turnaround's coming my way. Oh, it's coming my way. Well, the storm might be roaring around my way. Troubles and trials, bank foreclosures, they don't affect my way. Cause I'm going your way. Oh, I'm going your way. I'm not moved by what I see, I hear it. I'm not moved by what I see, I'm moved by what I say. I feel a turnaround, I feel a turnaround coming my way. I feel a turnaround, I feel a turnaround. Come on, all the singers, every campus. I feel a turnaround coming my way. Sing it, church. I feel a turnaround.
I feel a turnaround, I feel a turnaround coming my way.
Feel a turnaround, I feel a turnaround coming my way. Anybody else feeling what I'm feeling? Look at your neighbors. Say, I feel a turnaround,
I feel a turnaround.
Don't be shy. Prophesy to them. Look at them in the eyes. I feel a turnaround,
I feel a turnaround coming your way.
Coming your way. Prophesy.
I feel a turnaround, I feel a turnaround coming your way.
Coming your way, yeah.
I feel a turnaround, I feel a turnaround.
It might be tomorrow, it might be tomorrow, it might be today, but it doesn't matter what the devil might say, cause I feel a turnaround, I feel a turnaround coming my way. This is your song, sing it, I feel a turnaround.
I feel a turnaround, I feel a turnaround coming my way.
I feel a turnaround. How does our team do this? They've already got the words up here. Come on, sing it.
This
song's never been sung before. We got a crazy team. I feel a turnaround.
I feel a turnaround. I feel a turnaround.
Show you something. I saw this when I was praying in the Holy Ghost. By the way, again, a big shout out to our team. We just wrote that song from heaven, and they've already got it on the screen. I don't give it up for all the dream teamers. We're almost done. I mean, we just kind of got to be done. How many of you like when the Holy Ghost just says, hang on? I said, how many of y'all like it when the Holy Ghost is like, oh, wait a minute. Here's what I saw, and this will pertain to many of you. I was praying about some things, some people. And I saw a coffee cup, which is always good. Hebrews is in the Bible, isn't that right? There's a whole book about it.
Hebrews, I saw a coffee cup, and I saw me turn on a sink, like, you know, your kitchen sink, quite a bit of velocity of water coming out. And I had the coffee cup kind of just barely where the water was coming out. And it was filling, but it was filling slowly. And the Lord said, that's the way a lot of people in ministry are. And it's the way a lot of my church is. They're near the water and they're getting kind of wet. But if they just go ahead and get closer, if they put it under the spout where the glory came out, then they wouldn't be in partial alignment. And the Lord said that to me about several people. And the Lord said, you can't tell them. But their alignment's off. And until the alignment gets off, that dream that they have, that thing that's in their heart, that house may be for you, or that marriage for you, or that happiness for you, and you need to get that cup. How many of y'all can see it visually? Did I describe it okay? So there you are. There you could be. Here you are today, maybe at a campus on the back row. Sin's keeping you back. Aggravation, you're mad. It's better just to admit it, quit it, and forget it, and say, God, I just thank you, Lord, that I'm going to take this cup. You're a vessel. The Bible said there's vessels of honor, vessel of dishonor. There's golden vessels, silver vessels, vessel of gold. He said there's clay pot vessels. That's where people in the Bible, that was their toilets. You don't want to be a clay pot. You want to be a golden vessel for the Lord to use you and say, God, I'm 100% under where you want to be. And then when you do that, you get on the stage. I have no notes. I have notes. Come here, bring them. Poor Gabe's been standing there the whole time. He's been standing there just like this. Turn it around so they can see my beautiful notes. He's just been standing there like this. 59 minutes, Gabe has been standing there. Because I told Gabe, Gabe, go stand back there with my notes and I'll call you when I want them. I didn't tell him he had to wait for 59 minutes. But Gabe was like Elisha waiting for Elijah. You could say anything in here right now. I promise you, you could sing Humpty Dumpty fell off the wall. God would come right now. Go ahead and leave it and go on your break. Come on, give it up for every dream teamer at every campus. Give it up for everybody that went through Growth Track. Everybody got here at Earth City and Ferguson and RPC at the crack of dawn. Come on, everybody loaded this school in. Come on, everybody said, hey, I'd rather be a doorkeeper in the house of the Lord. I'd rather have one day in the house of the Lord than 1,000 elsewhere. See what I'm saying? You can say anything right now. But when you're in that flow, you don't need notes. You'll just come and out of your spirit. I hear the Holy Ghost say, out of your belly shall flow rivers of living water. So kind of scrap your notes for that job interview tomorrow and walk in and go, I feel a turnaround. I feel the turnaround coming my way. Should I ask them out? Yeah, I feel a turnaround. I feel a turnaround coming my way. Will I ever be happy again, Trey?
I feel a turnaround. I feel a turnaround coming my way. Shout, I feel a turnaround. I feel a turnaround coming my way.
Come on, shout. I feel a turnaround.
I feel a turnaround. I feel a turnaround coming.
Anybody feel it when I feel it?
See, I feel a turnaround. I feel a turnaround. It's coming mine. Say, I'm gonna turn around.
I feel it turn around. Feel it turn around. Coming my way.
See, I'm gonna turn around.
I feel it turn around.
I feel it turn around. Do you feel it in this room? Yes, I feel it turn around. I feel it turn around. Coming my way.
It may be tomorrow.
It may be tomorrow. It may be today. And it doesn't matter what the enemy might say.
Somebody need to have a shirt made. Somebody might want to put it on their tennis shoe.
I feel it turn around. I feel it turn around coming my way.
I feel like changing the beat a little.
I feel it turn around.
feel it bum bum coming bum 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 bum.
I feel it turn around, I feel it turn around coming by.
Before we go, I like that.
I feel it turn around, I feel it turn around coming by.
Come on, sing it, church, loud.
Yes, I feel it turn around, I feel it turn around coming by.
See, I feel it turn around,
I feel it turn around.
She's coming my way. I feel it turn around.
I feel it turn around. I feel it turn around.
Coming my way.
I feel it turn around.
I feel it turn around. Coming my way.
I like that vibe.
I feel it turn around. I feel it turn around. Coming my way.
One more time.
I feel it turn around.
Say it, no, no, no.
Coming my way.
One more.
I feel it turn around. I feel it turn around. Coming my way.
Hallelujah. Well, how many like what happened today at church? Come on, make some noise at every campus. Come on, Sunset. How many of y'all like it? Yeah! You want some good news? Here's some great news. Everything you thought the devil was going to be pull off ain't happening. I said, everything you thought was going to happen, and you were over, you were struggling, and you weren't going to catch momentum, not going to happen. Can't lose the weight? No problem. Over. You're gonna lose weight like melting butter in a microwave after a service. Like, come on, somebody ought to shout at me. Somebody ought to be like, yeah!
I feel it turn around. I feel it turn around. Coming my way. I feel it turn around. I feel it.
Come on, Ashley. Come on, Dylan. Every camp.
I feel it turn around. I feel it. Yes, I feel it.
I like that. I hear I'm ready for revival. I'm ready for revival.
I'm ready for revival. Yeah, I'm ready for revival. Yeah, I'm ready for revival.
Yeah, ready for revival.
I'm ready for revival. I'm ready for revival. I'm ready for revival. I'm ready for revival.
Okay, that's good. Here's the deal. If you ever wondered what we do on Tuesday nights, this is it. Come on, if you ever wondered on Tuesday night what we do, you're like, how could they make those songs up? How is the band that good at every campus? Because on Tuesday night, we just start going in and start flowing in. If I were you on a Tuesday night, I would say, it's ladies' night.
I feel revival, I feel revival, it's coming our way. Yes, I feel revival, I feel revival, it's coming my way.
Coming my way, yes it is.
I feel revival, it's coming by.
All right, here's what we're going to do right now. If you don't know the Lord Jesus is your personal Lord and Savior, you came to church today, I would be so sad if we forgot this part. Because we're all in heaven here thinking you're going. Or maybe you say, Pastor David, I have been saved, but I don't think I'm rapture ready. I've lost my spiritual hunger. I kind of want to go to church sometimes. Sometimes I don't. I kind of do what I feel. If you want to do a turnaround today, then what you do is you pray this prayer at every campus. Let's just do this differently. With every eye wide open and everybody looking around. This is the most incredible ceremony that you don't go to a wedding and they say, close your eyes. Everybody be taking pictures like crazy. Look. I Instagram these pictures about you. I'll tag you in it. Somebody needs to look around right now and tell everybody. Just look at them and say, you're about to make the greatest decision of your life. Say, dear Heavenly Father, I repent of my sins. Thank you, God, for sending your Son, your only Son, Jesus, who is now my Savior. I turn my back on my past, and I turn my face towards you. And the rest of my life, I will spend in your church, reading your book, talking to you every day in Jesus' name. And everybody said amen. Come on, come on, come on.
I feel revival, I feel revival, it's coming my way. Yes, I feel revival, I feel revival, it's
something broke today.
Yes, I feel revival.
feel revival. It's coming now.
You know, part of the reason why Trey is smiling so big is in about a month he's going to get married. So he's so excited. He's like, you can sing anything right now, and he's just going crazy. I want us to put up the Faith for the Future slide right now while we're hot in every service. Let's pray for this. We got a new church that needs to go in Illinois. Illinois has been suppressed by the enemy for a long time. There's churches there, but how many of y'all kind of get a vibe or a sense this church might be a little bit more like a Navy SEAL, drop it in and blow it up kind of Holy Ghost mojo, okay? So Illinois ain't never seen nothing like this, and it's about to happen. If you're new, we bought a 10-plex theater right off the highway. It's amazing, and it's primed and ready to fix up. We just, the only thing keeping us back is a few million, which shouldn't be a problem. We're looking for people to give it. You're like, I ain't got it. Well, God's about to give it to you. I sense a turnaround, I sense a turnaround, I sense a turnaround coming my way. Okay, so we're going to pay it off then. We got another church in Florida, Royal Palm right now. Give it up for Royal Palm. That's where Saturday night happens, Tuesday night happens. They're out there, but we got a third campus coming up. It's over in what they call Lake Worth. And Lake Worth is worth us building a church in. Come on, somebody. We're going to do it. So let's stretch our hands toward this. Here's the good news. You guys are already almost $2 million into this bad boy of $4 million. So while the fire of the Holy Ghost is on you, I want you to ask God, God, what is it you would want me to do with my tax return? What budget cuts do I need to make? Because I'm going to make a difference in there. And the seed that leaves my hand is going to grow and multiply. And I'm going to be able to give it. Father, I pray for every person right now at every campus who has their hands stretched towards that screen. God, that you would give them inventions, ideas, concepts, business ideas, and ways to get seed. I hear this in my spirit. I will give seed for the sower. This is the Bible. And bread for the eating. But many of you have been eating your seed. You don't eat your seed, you eat the bread. And you make sure that there's enough left over. Of course, return the tithe to God, but give an offering. That's the only way that you can break that cycle of, I hear, smallness that you've been living in. God wants to enlarge your territory, strengthen your stakes, and expand you. Will you be faithful over his house? If you bless my house, says the Lord, I will bless your house. If you bless my house, says the Lord, I will bless your house. Pardon me, he wants me to do it a third time. If you bless my house, I will bless your house. Make my house a priority, I will make your house a priority, and you will be glad you did. Because when I come to your house, I bring provision, I bring blessing, I bring breakthrough, I bring peace, I bring tranquility, I bring healing. I rebuke removal of demonic activity. In Jesus' name. You can be seated. We're going to receive the offering now. We're going to stay with this same vibe. If we did anything, there's things happening at the church, and if you get online, you'll know about it, and they're killer. Today, they want to mark your car. If you leave today and don't have them spray paint your car on Easter, I pray that the cops give you a ticket on the way home. I have stories of people that got pulled over and they had that on there. And the people said, I just pulled you over for speeding, but I go to that church too. Go ahead and go. Or I would never give a person a ticket that, you know, helped God. So, I mean, it's the people leave it on all year just for the speeding abilities. So today at every campus you go and you have your car sprayed on the way out. And of course, Good Friday, here's two things we do. Good Friday is different than Easter. Good Friday, as Christians, as rapture-ready people, we go to church on Good Friday to commemorate and celebrate that Jesus died for us. On Easter Sunday morning, we bring all of our friends because nobody would let their friends go to hell. Friends don't let friends go to hell. We bring them to church. We invite them to church. So make sure you do that. Today, as you give, you know the forms of giving. There's envelopes in front of your seat. There's also, giving online. And I want to say to our online members, you're just as much a part of this as anybody else. You're helping us. And here's what's amazing. People that don't even go to these campuses are going, I want to put my money on the church. I want to, and the ushers can go. Just use common sense on that. I want to put my money on the church. And so, yes, thank you again. People send in $1,000, $5,000, $10,000. We're believing God for a couple gifts of over $1 million. In fact, we've had one of them already. Isn't that wonderful? That's why we made such good time. You say, I wish I could give $1 million. You start with $100. Shout amen to that and let God go. Father, I pray right now for the blessing of the ability to have a job. God, if there's anybody in here today that doesn't have a job, God, give them a job that pays well. God, so they can tithe and give an offering to do what you've called them to do. Father, we would never come into your house and experience this that's better than counseling. Come here, Nicole. It's better than group therapy. And we release the presence and the power of the Holy Ghost over their money. I'm holding on this prayer a minute because I want to tell you this. There's a power in a husband and a wife coming into an agreement. And Nicole had and has an anointing on her life with money. And I want the two of you, your husband and wife, or if you're like, I'm looking for the right person. You're looking for somebody that has their act together financially. Well, I wanted somebody pretty. Well, hopefully they're pretty, but what you don't want is a crazy financial train wreck. I've seen pretty people be ugly if they're broke. Come on, somebody says, why are you staying home all day on a home shopping network and I can't seem to, no. So I wanted Nicole to agree with me right now as my wife. The Bible said that if any two of you on earth shall agree as such in anything, it'll be done of the fathers of heaven. So Nicole, pray over their finances right before we go. Over their marital finances and whatever.
Father, you said that you would give bread for the eating and seed for the sowing. You said that I've never seen my righteous forsaken or my seed out begging for bread. You said this because you are a God of abundance. You said this because you are a faithful God. You said this because you've put precepts and promises in front of us. And as we walk into those precepts, we walk into the promises. So God, as we follow your precept, the next step is the promise. So as we release your ability to drop the blessing and the promise out of heaven, God, we lift our hands up, we release our seed to you, and as we release our seed to you, our hand is open and ready to receive the blessing. So right now from heaven, we take our hand and we receive the blessing in the name of Jesus. I call in business from the north, the south, the east, and the west. I call those things that are for sale, they are sold.
Yeah.
Now, in the name of Jesus, those who are looking to buy, they will buy low and they will turn around and they will sell high. God, you are a way where there is no way. I declare in the name of Jesus that by faith, we will expect increase from places we thought that increase could not come because you are a giver of things we do not deserve. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen. And amen.
Come on, stand up with me. We're going to leave with that song.